You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about your kids.
Today is the beginning of fall break. For one of the kiddos, the middle school kid is starting it today. The elementary school one is starting it tomorrow. So then they get the rest of the week off.
Is it next week too?
Celebrate.
So is it like 10 days?
No, I mean, luckily, thank goodness it's not. It's just the
it's
rest
just
of
half
this
a week.
Week. Yeah, it's fall break, Dom. They need to rest and prepare for in 4 weeks when they have Thanksgiving break for a week. And then 2.5 weeks after that, they have Christmas break for, you know, 10
Three
days
weeks?
Or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, they need a time to rest and focus on the fall for the rest of the week and take some time off. So, I'll be busy Papa Bear today trying to find various activities and things to keep everybody busy. And, yeah, I think I'm going to bring
Just
Reed
clean
to
out the
gym.
Garage, I guess, right?
One of the biggies is I'm bringing Reed to the gym today. I was like, you're going to go work out with me. We'll blow some steam off you a little bit. But
I was trying to figure out this whole thing with fall break, because there was no fall break when I was a kid. That's what they called the Thanksgiving break was just called fall break.
Yeah, you got a couple days off around that.
And it wasn't the full week. We just got, as I recall, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Thanksgiving week off. Did you have fall break when you were in school?
I did not. No, it was the same thing. You just got a couple days around Thanksgiving and then back to school.
I'm wondering when this whole fall break thing started. I was looking at something a while back about it that said it was mostly, you know, just a university thing to start with. And I thought I read once that fall break in universities was so that kids could get politically active because it's around the time, you know, of election type of stuff.
Okay.
But it has morphed. And so now it's like all kids, and in many school districts, it's a full week. And I'm trying to figure out was this like 15, 20 years ago?
God. So
maybe 25 at the most?
Maybe. Not even. I don't know. It's just the whole concept is slightly silly to me. But, you know, I don't want to say too much more because I don't want to anger the educators.
It's such a hot button, man.
It really is. And, you know, I understand, you know, the teachers need this time to fully understand that. But it's just kind of silly that, you know, we've got back-to-back breaks coming up here in the next 2 months. Why do we need to toss in a third one? You know, parents got to rearrange their work schedules and find sitters and blah, blah, blah. But hey,
it is kind of interesting.
I'm going to give Reed a rake and he can go rake up some leaves today.
That there's a big break in October, a big break in November, and a bigger break in December.
Yeah.
Huh.
Different. Yeah.
How many days of school? Educators will be writing to us, admonishing us for even talking about this probably. But, I mean, how many school days are there today compared to, say, 25 years ago?
It's got
to
be.
We don't have to go
less,
back 50,
right?
100 years. Just 25 years ago. Let's say late 90s.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in the number of school days today versus in, say, 1998?
I would think so. I feel like, you know, every other week we're having like an in-service day or a day off or something or testing day or I don't know. I would imagine. I mean, there's a lot more rules and regulations now, too, though, that the educators have to abide by. So that could be part of it. But I'll morph into this because the kids are going to be home. And one of our very close friends down the street from us in just another neighborhood. They live on a cul-de-sac, and she's not going to be able to let the kids out this entire fall break because within the cul-de-sac, there's like three giant evergreen trees. Mm-hmm. And over the past 3 or 4 days, parked up in the top of one of those trees has been a mountain lion just sitting up there surveying the neighborhood. So they, you know, every time they get home, they scamper inside real quick. And, you know, like I said, the kids can't go out and ride their bikes or play hide and seek or do anything outside.
So nobody's doing anything about relocating?
They called to try to see if somebody could relocate or come get it, you know, get the tranquilizer gun out and move it. And they said, no, they won't until the mountain lion becomes aggressive. What?
Oh.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard? So you've got to wait.
That's how it's done now? We need the mountain lion to attack someone before we move it?
Until it takes a kid down. You got to wait for that, and then they'll come out and take care of the situation. But right now, if it's just chilling in a tree, yeah, it's fine. No big deal.
That's really interesting.
Isn't that crazy? I was like,
now,
what?
I have to admit, I mean, I'm on the side, generally, of the mountain lions because this is their territory and stuff like that, and we have moved in. I get all that.
Yep.
But since we are here, here. There's nothing you can do about it now. I mean, we are here. It seems like they would want to peacefully take this mountain lion and take him up or her up into the hills.
Yeah, farther away. And I'm not encouraging euthanizing this thing or anything, but just come get it down. I mean, I live at the base of the foothills. We're used to wildlife. We had a giant buck wandering through our neighborhood this past weekend, so we're used to this. But a mountain lion is, you know, that's a little more testy for
that's
me.
Different.
Like, you got a kid out there skateboarding, it's like, you know, down on him. And then you can call animal control. I don't know. Maybe they're short-staffed or something. I don't know.
I was wondering if the person who answered the phone just didn't want to do any work. And so that's just what they said. And I'm not even joking.
I mean, it's gotten
to that point with most businesses or organizations when you call. It's just a matter of how much they really feel like doing anything. And so the person on the phone might say, oh, yeah, just wait if it's aggressive, call us.
Yeah. Does he look friendly? I mean, does he look hungry? Listen, Bob with Animal Control called out sick this week, so
just
tell
everybody to wait. I mean, I would not be surprised if that's the case, but here's another thought for you.
What's that?
What is to stop your friends from lying?
And saying that it is, yeah, I guess
just
you
say
totally
that,
could.
You know, you don't have to say it attacked someone, but that it, you know, came down from the tree and it was like stalking the neighborhood, and it's in a kind of unless that would cause the poor thing to be euthanized, and I don't want that.
I'm going back through the text thread that was going around yesterday because of this. Essentially, animal control just said to go out and make a lot of noise and try to scare it away. So go out with pots and pans and I don't know, turn on your car alarm or something. But then in that case too, if they like you're out there making noise, that thing is going to come down from the tree and.
Yeah, but
you know,
if there's like two or three adults, the thing is not going to.
Fingers crossed.
Words.
Yeah,
I know, but unless there's something really wrong with this, it will be afraid too, and it doesn't want any part of a posse of humans. So maybe that is the answer.
Maybe, unless he's really hungry and he's like, "Ooh, a charcuterie board."